Good evening and welcome to a Wealth of Women broadcast. My name is Sandy Williams, your host, and as you know, we are intentionally focused on women age 50 and over, living their absolute best life, mentally, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and professionally. We have talked over the past 2 weeks about building capacity to become all God has created us to be. Today, we want to talk about breaking through and moving forward, getting rid of all fear, character building, pushing the envelope, and you and I and all the other women all over the world making a determined stand to do, to be, and become all that God has created. Now, most of us have been there. You know that fear that demoralizes character, destroys ambition, puts us in paralysis, and actually blocks our achievement. And although the Bible pronounces, "You have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind," just so that we are very, very clear, fear does not have one redeeming quality. Not one redeeming quality. Do you know people in a state of fear have been studied at the moment of their experience of fear? And these are the findings. Number one, it impoverishes the blood by blocking absorption, cutting off your nutrition. Have you ever noticed that when you are fearful, you cannot eat? It lowers mental and physical vitality and deadens every element of success. You cannot even think clearly if you are fearful. And number three, it causes moral and spiritual asphyxiation. The plan of the enemy, be very clear, is to choke you to death so that you spit up your vision. But you know what? You can absolutely overcome and move past fear. And today, it is my absolute privilege and honor to have in the studio a trailblazer, Reverend Dr. Lorena Marshall Blake. I must share a very small part of her work. She is Vice President of Community Affairs for Independence Blue Cross and the President of Independence Blue Cross Foundation. Community empowerment, let me assure you, is her middle name. Lorena is Associate Minister at the Vine Memorial Baptist Church. She's affiliated with over 30 professional and civic organizations, and she is currently president of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Inc., Omega Omega Chapter, where over 500 women participate. Lorena is a woman who is a leader, a visionary, a peacemaker, mentor, and she is absolutely fearless. I encourage you to Google her name, and you will find literally hundreds of entries about how she walks in power and authority. I met Lorena about 2 or 3 months ago, maybe not even that long, and she has supported me, encouraged me, inspired me, and prayed for me. Lorena, I am so grateful to have you here today.
And I am excited to be here.
Great.
I'm really excited.
Well, thank you so much. Now, Lorena, can you just share some of those things you are involved in and why it is imperative that you do not operate in fear?
Well, as you were talking about fear, I love acronyms. And one of my favorite acronyms is the one for fear, which is false evidence appearing real.
Mm.
Okay, so it means it's not real. It's not real. And the adversary will have you thinking it's real.
Mm-hmm.
And when you talk about that paralysis, mm-hmm. it's like you get stuck and you can't move forward, you can't move backward, you can't move at all. But what you, it's almost like, and this may sound silly, but I have some favorite books.
Mm-hmm.
And granted, the Bible is clearly my favorite book.
Absolutely.
But there are two other books that are my favorite. One is The Little Engine That Could?
Yes.
Okay. And if you remember that story, it talks about that little engine. It's a little engine, and it had to get those toys over the mountain. But it said, "I know I can. Mm. I know I can."
Mm.
You have to have this, I call it attitude, or I call it GC. There goes another acronym. Mm. God confidence.
Mm.
You bet I can.
Ooh.
All right. And so you got to tell yourself that. I know I can. And if we, from a biblical standpoint, that Philippians 4:13, I can do
yes.
all things through Christ who strengthens me, which means you can't do it by yourself. You can get ready. You can be, get prepared. But again, you need God to get you through it.
Yes.
So don't kid yourself into believing you can do it all by yourself, because you can't. And I think it's that attitude of humbleness or of humility. And, you know, Lord, I'm crazy enough to believe I can fly. Now, granted, we're on the 37th floor, and the windows are closed, so they're not. That's why they're closed, because I'd probably be out there flying. But you know what? I believe I can fly. Yes, you got to believe that you can do it. Mm. Yes, I can. And again, when I talked about that attitude, that God confidence, and when you think about attitude, three things about attitude. First off, attitude for me and also for others, or what I purport, attitude is crucial to every single thing you do, whether it's your personal life, your professional life, whatever part of your life, it's crucial, number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, it is a choice.
It's a choice.
It's a choice. So you pick it, all right? And if it's the right attitude, let's just say at this moment, I say, Sandy, let's both start laughing. We've got a whole room of people. It's contagious.
Yes.
It's the right one. And, you know, and again, you have people in the room, and you become what? We become the witnesses. People watch what we do. You know, not that I think Lorena Marshall Blake is so great, but I know that I am God's hands and his feet. Right here in the world. So I got to be his best representative. So I better represent him well.
Hallelujah.
You know, so when I get there and I'm standing before the pearly gate, he's not going to say, who? Okay? He's going to say, well done,
thy good and faithful servant.
You know, so again, we've got to be in a position that we're lifting as we climb. As I go up, there needs to be somebody coming behind me.
Yes.
So I have this what is it, mantra?
Yes.
That's called on purpose leadership, leadership by design. You always have to be preparing that leadership that's coming behind. I'm very deliberate. I don't want to be the president of the Blue Cross, Independence Blue Cross Foundation forever. I don't want to be the president of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated forever. In other words, I got to make sure, and you know what? Many people say, well, no, I'm going to wear it close to the vest. We have to stop that. Because we get in these positions and say, this is all mine. No, it's not yours. You're in there for a little while.
Absolutely.
You got to do what the best that you can, all that you can, while you can. Then you got to be preparing those who will come behind you. And see, so today the greatest challenge is preparing that next generation for leadership to come behind us. But we have to, and again, we've got to show them, yeah, it's hard work. It doesn't come easy. But if you hang in there, you will have an impact. You'll make a difference. You hear me say all the time, I'm a mad woman, which means I'm a woman making a difference.
Yes,
okay?
Absolutely.
Another one of my acronyms. Okay. Woo. And, you know, are there times that I'm afraid? You better believe it. No, I'll give you a quick story.
Yes, please.
When I became the president of the Independence Blue Cross Foundation, I had been a lobbyist for 15 years. I mean, I could do it in my sleep, okay? Raising money for our political action committee, I could do that. I got called, I call it, into the principal's office. The president, Dan Hilford, he was the new president coming in. Joe Frick was the old president that was stepping down. I got called in. I said, Lord, what did I do now? Because I stay in trouble. Because, see, if you want to be a change agent,
you
want to make a difference, that means there are risks.
Hallelujah.
And you don't know the end of it. Okay? But I call it, I'll come back to that in a minute, but I call it trusting God in the dark. You ever played pin the tail on the donkey? You put those little blindfolders on. People say, no, to the right. No, to the left. Okay? So you don't know. But if you listen to that still small voice and you listen to God's voice, you're going to get there.
Yes.
Doesn't mean you won't go through some stuff, but you get there. Okay?
But
anyway, I'm back in the principal's office. So I'm in the principal's office, and I'm sitting in front of both of them. And they said, Lorena, we want you to run our foundation. So I'm sitting there, and immediately my antenna go up, and I say, God, what is this? Okay? And, you know, not is this a joke, but what am I supposed to say? And so I'm sitting there, and as I'm having this, I'm listening to them, but I'm still listening, turning on my small voice. Now, Lord, look, now you know I don't know. So I'm sitting there, and they say, yeah, we want you, we've seen what you've done. You've been consistent. You've been in position. People know you. Your reputation is all that you have, and I don't play with my reputation.
Absolutely.
All right?
Absolutely.
So I said, well, let me say something to y'all. And I was honest. One of the things that I think we always have to be your authentic self. Be you.
You.
Because you're going to come out.
Yes.
So we're sitting there, and they said, I said, let me say this to you. I know systems. I know people. I know relationships. But I don't know jack, quote, about running a foundation. And you know what they said?
Wow.
You'll learn. But the minute, and so I said, okay, thank you very much. And they gave me $10,000 to go start the foundation. Today, the foundation has over 65. I mean, they gave me $10 million. Today, the foundation has over 65 million dollars. Okay.
Woo!
Now, so, but the thing to remember,
yes.
I was not, and that's it. To God be the glory. And so it's almost like the story of Peter. I mean, Peter stayed in trouble. Peter was always doing something. Jesus said, Peter, there you go again. Remember, he was in the garden, cut the guy's ear off.
Yes.
Not what you need to do, okay? But Jesus could trust Peter with trouble.
Yes, glory
and see,
to your
and
name,
so,
God.
You know, so again, that God would trust me, not with trouble, but to represent his people. I always ask, I'm like Solomon, Lord, you know I don't know. Give me the wisdom to guide your people, okay, to be your best example. So what I did when I left that room, I went down to my office, and I said, okay, now what are we going to do? I started to think about all those people who were foundation presidents. Charisse Lilly over at Comcast, Deborah Armbruster over at Wells Fargo. Who was one of my other folks? There was another person. But needless to say, I had folks I could call. And you think I did it? I got on the telephone and I called Charisse. I said, Charisse, Lorena, because we knew each other. I said, guess what? I don't know how to do this. She said, yes, you do. You actually been doing it all along. But here, I'm going to give you some of the basics, some of the specifics that you'll need as you go through this. So they guided me through, and they gave me some information. They told me organizations I could start to partner with. But, Lorena, you've been doing it. And see, lots of times, we don't fall into position.
Right.
What's that song? He's preparing me for something I can't explain.
Yes.
When I look at my career, I was a lobbyist for 15 years. Independence Blue Cross and Philadelphia Gas Works before I came here, before the local, state, and federal legislators. So I knew all the players. I had been, even without the title of Vice President of Community Affairs, I was already working with the community.
Yes.
I'm a community kid.
Yes.
And I tell people, well, again, to whom much is given, much is required.
Required, absolutely.
All right? So, and if you don't do it, guess what?
Somebody,
the Lord will get somebody else to do it.
That's right. Move you right out of the way.
Right out the way. It's like, dang, what next? What happened? But for me, if I look at Lorena Marshall Blake again, the kid from the neighborhood from West Philadelphia, 600 block of West Philly, I may live in East Falls, but my mom's house is still in West Philly, and I'm still West Philly kid. I go to church in West Philly. So I do our vacation Bible school in West Philly. So I'm still giving back to West Philly. Okay? So again, you know, it's being in position and being always willing to say, yes, Lord, I don't know what you want me to do, but guess what? Just guide me.
Guide
my feet, Lord, while I run this race, because I don't want my living to be in vain. So let me be where you need to be. Now, I may think this is where I want to be, but if I'm off course, get me back in my lane.
Yes.
Stay in your lane. All right?
That's right.
Stay in your lane. So, you know, so again, it's trusting and believing that what you're doing and taking those gifts that God has given you. I have the gift. I've never been trained for public speaking, but I'm probably one of the best public speakers out here.
Okay? Absolutely.
No, and that's his gift. I hate fundraising, but I'm one of the best beggars in town. All right? I just said to my staff today, I said, when I go to heaven, not if, but when I go, the Lord will save me. We got a project for you. The angels need new robes. I said, I am not going up there to do fundraising. But we were laughing about that. But it's taking the gifts.
Yes.
Even if you're in the culinary ministry, whatever your gifts are, you give them to him. He magnifies. Again, the word says the Lord will elevate you. The Lord will promote you. People would look and say, you know, well, she really hasn't moved. But guess what? When he was ready to move me, trajectory.
Yes.
But to remain, I'll say with that, an attitude of humility. Don't think you're better than. Because again, you know, we know Jesus was no respecter of persons. As a matter of fact, I was joking the other day. I said, he hung out with the pimps and the prostitutes.
That's right.
And the earthy people. But yeah. It was okay. I mean, to be able to have a... be inclusive. For me, whatever I do has got to be inclusive. And everybody gets a seat at the table. I don't care where you come from. You know. And I think the thing we have to remember, people are not the same. That was the beauty of ministry. Well, that's the beauty of ministry, to have all these different folks at the table, the flavor, mm-hmm. And they bring their gifts, they bring their talents. Then you get the opportunity to empower them. See them and say, you know what? Have you thought about this? I mean, to be able to for a young person, especially a young person of color, to be able to see a Lorena Marsha Blake, to see a Sandy and say, I can do that. I can be that. Yes, you can. Mm-hmm. And for us then to tell them, yes, you can. I'm going to create, you know, there's a... Dr. Janetta Cole, who was the former president of Spelman, then she went to Bennett, and then she went to the Smithsonian. And she had this wonderful book called Conversations. And in the book, she talks about sheroes and heroes. Hmm. And they are those sturdy black bridges that help our kids get across. And we got to be that.
We
got to catch those ones that fall through the cracks. Nope, you get right back up there, baby. And we may not save all of them, but guess what? It's like when they talk about the starfish walking along the beach, and this person's throwing starfish in. He ain't throwing them all in, but he's throwing them in. And the guy said, what are you doing? He said, I'm throwing starfish. He said, but you're not throwing them all in. We won't save all of them.
No.
But for that one that I threw back in, it makes a difference.
Absolutely.
It makes a difference. So we've got to be looking for those opportunities to throw those starfish or to pick up those kids that don't necessarily have to be ours or those young women that aren't necessarily ours and say, come on, baby, take them by the hand. That's the Titus II woman. Come on, babe. And I laughed because I said, I remember when I was that little crudge-mudgeon that was walking along, somebody took my hand and said, come on, baby girl, all right? And we've got, and no matter what they look like, they're not going to come the way, they're not going to be a finished product. We aren't a finished product. Right. What's it? Wait, please be patient with me. God isn't through with me yet. My next chapter, and you talk about women over 50, I will be 65 December 2nd. And I don't know, you know, stand on tiptoe expectation of what God's going to do next. Lord, what is the next chapter?
What is the next chapter?
And, you know, and I'm having a heck of a great time. And, you know, and again, when we give it to him, I'm always, and Sandy, you know me, I'm always energized.
Yes.
And when I talk about the Lord, I really get energized.
Yes. I love it. Yes, absolutely.
No.
And see, the thing is, like, what you're saying is that there is no way you could operate at a level of Reverend Dr. Lorena Marshall Blake and be involved in fear. It is impossible. It will not work.
There's no room for it.
It's just no room for it. It's just because God has work for us to do.
Yeah.
He has a plan for our lives, and we need to be able to just not take the weight of allow God to lean on God to get what you need.
Exactly. You know, there was a book. As a matter of fact, we just finished a women's conference. It was a nursing conference. Meaning we, the Independence Blue Cross Foundation, called Paradigms in Nursing Leadership. One of the speakers, the keynoter, was Dr. Olinda Johnson, mm-hmm. who is the strategic organizer for the Naval War College in Rhode Island. And she looks just like you and just like me. Wow. She was the bomb. But what she said, something that just so resonated with me, and she talked about overcoming our fears or overcoming those giants, those things in our lives that keep us from moving forward. And when she talked about it, she talked about David and Goliath. Now, you know, David was a little shepherd boy.
Yes.
All right? And remember when Samuel kept asking, well, you got any more sons, Jesse? Yeah, I do, but I got that little ruddy fella that's up there with them sheep. Mm. Okay? Mm. But guess what? But he was the one. So don't deal people out because they may not look the part. But you know, but what she said that just so resonated with me was, you do you. Don't try to be somebody else. You do you. Now, you may see different skill sets that other people, and you know, if they're good ones, different attributes, then pick them up.
Yes.
Okay?
But
do you, because you're going to come out. But when you do you the best that you can. And see, and that's the way I'm going to be my best. You know, one of them old sayings, my grandmother used to say, good, better, best, never let it rest. But you good be better and you better be best. Okay? And they weren't playing. You know, So you be the best.
Be the best.
I was raised such, you know what, when you walk out this door, you represent. I tell people, I did that with my kids. No, when you walk out this door, you represent this household. We should always realize, first and foremost for me, I always represent God no matter where I am. Anybody that knows me, whether I'm on the corporate setting,
for certain,
no matter where I am, to God be the glory. They're clear. You don't have to wonder whether Lorena Marshall Blake is a Christian.
Yes.
So, which puts you on notice. Don't go stupid on me. Mm-hmm. Don't. There's certain things that I'm not tolerating. No, you're not going there. All right. And again, that you have to have that. I call it HGB, that Holy Ghost boldness to put people on. Hey, I'm a child of the King. So guess what? Treat me like the Queen.
Treat me like the Queen.
And you know, and even when you're talking about empowerment for our young women, mm-hmm. for our young ladies, you know. Mm-hmm. You have to demand respect.
For yourself.
But you have to respect yourself first.
Yes.
And you don't let anybody call you out of your name. You don't let anybody talk to you any old kind of way. Because guess what? You're a queen. Act like it.
I'm a queen.
I'm a queen, and I'm going to act like it. Now, you may have a... But that's okay. I mean, it's learning how... When people even give you a compliment, and it's not being arrogant. It's like, oh, thank you, and you're right.
Yes,
that's right. Being able to say that, okay? Mm-hmm. It's not hanging your head. No, hold your head up, mm-hmm. all right? No, and be proud of who you are, but more importantly, when I think of empowerment, who you are becoming.
Who you are becoming.
Exactly.
I mean, it's just, there's nothing I can add to that. That was just, Lorena, mm-hmm. that was absolutely just mm-hmm. so inspiring, as you always are, mm-hmm. so encouraging, so right on point. I mean, do you, be you, mm-hmm. trust God in all your ways,
acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. And you don't know where he's going to take you.
Right.
I mean, I have been some places that in my wildest daydreams or night dreams, I never envisioned that I would be able to do it. I mean, I've been with presidents, whether it's Obama, whether it's Bush. I've been with all of them, the D's and the R's, okay? I've been with legislators and helping to shape and craft legislation that affects our community, okay? When I look at the church community, able to be right there in the midst and bring a word to God's people of encouragement. Mm-hmm. In other words, matter of fact, I just preached last Sunday, and the title of the sermon, it was from Luke 10:27, mm-hmm. which talked about, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and your neighbor as yourself.
As yourself.
So the title of the sermon was, Neighbor, I'm going to love you. So you don't have a choice.
Right?
You don't have a choice. Mm. That's a command. That, you know, you may not, didn't say I had to like everything you do, but I have to love you. Mm-hmm. And we know love is at the heart of everything we do. And you know, again, perfect love casts out what?
All fear.
Perfect love. But it's that love that we get from on high. Okay, what the word says again, we love because he first loved us. You know, it's that John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave. And see, when you really love, you give. All right.
Yes.
And see, that goes all the way back to where we started. When we talk about empowerment, it's giving. And I'm not afraid to give, because it's only as I give that I then receive.
Ooh, well, there's absolutely, again, nothing for me to add. I mean, Reverend Dr. Lorena Marshall Blake has said it quite well. And what is left for me to say is nothing more than thank you, Lorena, for being who you are in such a short period of time, making an impact on my life and also on my work. I just thank you from the bottom of my heart. And as always, if you are in the sound of my voice, please allow me to pronounce a blessing. We commend and decree the pouring down of blessings from the throne of God for you today, that you will seek and find, that you will go after everything you go after with a new found fervor, the passion, the dream, the goal God has placed in your heart, that excellence will always follow you and you will always follow up. We rebuke the spirit of fear in all manifestations and variations so that you can and will become all God intended you to be. Receive this blessing today in Jesus' name. And again, thank you, Dr. Lorena Marshall Blake, for
You're
being
so
with
welcome.
Us today.
Thank you.
We'll talk with you next week.